Blessed Edwige Carboni was an extraordinary mystic. She spent her life between the natural and the supernatural, between the human and the divine. Her interaction with the supernatural world was an almost daily occurrence. Jesus, Mary, and the saints appeared to her constantly. She also received the stigmata and had many other spiritual gifts such as ecstasies, bilocation, levitation, reading of hearts, discernment of spirits, and frequent visits from souls in purgatory. Edwige was a lay woman who lived with a family and spent the last years of her life living with her sister Paulina in Rome. She lived a life of charity, helping the needy, visiting the sick, and praying and suffering for the conversion of sinners and the souls in purgatory. Edwige had visions of people who had gone to hell, of souls who were in purgatory and requested her help, and of souls who entered heaven. There was a young man who lived in Edwige's building. He never listened to her advice to repent. He was a non-believer and died suddenly from an electric shock in his place of work. They had enough time to take him to the hospital, but when he was there, he rejected the priest and the sacraments. One day, Edwige saw him surrounded by flames, condemned. He was cursing her and reproached her for not having prayed more for him. Jesus consoled Edwige, telling her that he had mercy on this man by sending him a priest, but that he had rejected him. There was another case of a man who was leading an honest life, but who would never receive the sacraments. Jesus told Edwige to write to this man and tell him that unless he changed his way of life, he would be punished. The man did not want to repent, and later on, Jesus let Edwige know that he had also been condemned. A well-known case was that of a priest who, during World War II, would give conferences denying the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist at a university in Rome. After his death, he appeared to Edwige, who used to pray for him. He told her that he had been condemned because of the books he had written against the faith and because of the scandal he had caused. To prove to Edwige that this was not her imagination, the priest picked up a book in her room, and upon his touching it, he was completely burned. One night, when Edwige was praying in front of the crucifix, a person appeared to her suddenly all in flames. She heard the voice say, "I am Benito Mussolini. The Lord has allowed me to come to you in order to get some relief from my sufferings in purgatory. I beg you as an act of charity to offer for me all your prayers, sufferings, and humiliations for 2 years, if your director allows it. God's mercy is infinite, but so is his justice. One cannot enter heaven until one has paid the last penny of the debt owed to divine justice. Purgatory is terrible for me because I waited until the last moment to repent." Edwige then began offering up her sufferings and prayers for the soul of Benito Mussolini, and then one day, in spring of 1951, Jesus appears to her after communion and tells her that the soul of Benito Mussolini has entered into heaven. Now, reading through this passage, we are reminded of two things. One, how our prayers and most importantly our sufferings can be used for a great cause. But most importantly, we are reminded of the great mercy of God. Benito Mussolini was pretty much the right-hand man of Adolf Hitler and could be very well rated as one of the most evil men in history. But that itself is no match for our Lord's mercy. Frequently, when we make a wrong choice or commit a grave sin, it is tempting to think that Jesus would never forgive us. We might say to ourselves, "How could Jesus forgive such a terrible sinner as me?" At various times in our lives, we are tempted to think that we are unworthy of God's love. We may have fallen far from God's plan, and this reality can make us think that God would never accept us back. In our minds, we are terrible, sinful creatures, and God would never want to associate with someone like us. The good news is that Jesus is always there for us, ready and waiting for us to return to Him with a contrite heart. This is expressed in the story of the prodigal son, where the father willingly embraces his wayward son. In fact, not only is Jesus waiting for us, He is actually seeking us out. This is clearly displayed in the gospel story of the shepherd who goes out to search for the lost sheep. The good news is that temptation is straight from the pit of hell. God patiently waits for us, and when He sees us turning back to Him, God runs out to greet us and presses us close to His heart. It is our task to never doubt in His boundless mercy and to run to Him when we are furthest away. To answer the question, will Jesus forgive me? Yes. Go to confession, pour out your heart to God through His minister, the priest, and accept Jesus' mercy. How important it is for the world to know divine mercy.
So let this be the tide. We are His living signs, and let His mercy shine. For all who come to know His love, let them